Focus.
That's right. We're back with another episode. This is episode 243 of Unfocus. I'm what?
First of the year.
Oh, that's right. New decade. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
This is January 2nd, 2020. This is the perfect year.
It is.
Because 2020. And then
just
this,
like our vision.
Oh shit, we're all legendaries?
Hey, you know what? I'm Barbara Walters. This is 2020.
Oh snap.
I've always wanted to say
that. Yo, can I be Walters and you can be Barbara?
Damn, I don't want to be. Why do I gotta be the girl?
I'm just saying.
Anyway, yeah, you're right. We are on legendaries because now Pokemon 243 is Raikou.
Wow.
And Raikou, we're legendary now, so we gotta start acting like it, you know?
That's amazing to start the year, the new decade, with the legendary Pokemon.
It says everything about where we're going.
Right?
You know? And, okay, you ready for this?
Okay.
Raikou is
the legendary
Thunder Pokemon.
Okay, fine. I kind of saw that one
You're
coming.
Okay with that?
No, I'm not.
You're okay with
I'm
that?
I'm only okay with it because I saw it coming.
Okay, I was like...
From like a mile away.
As I ran, I shook my head like, this motherfucker.
Actually, I was fooled. I was thinking the lightning Pokemon. Because that would have been more exact.
That would have been equally ridiculous.
And yeah. It says a thunder, so in a way it caught me off guard, but at the same time it didn't.
So, and as you mentioned it, like, shouldn't Thor not be the god of thunder? Shouldn't he be the god of lightning?
Yes.
Because, like,
lightning and
technically
thunder
he should be like the god of like some kind of sound,
right?
If he's the god
or
of
just
thunder.
Boom, you know,
or just booms in general.
Yeah,
he can the he god has of control boom. Over boom sounds. Damn, that'd be a lame ass. I mean, I guess it could have its advantages. Anyway.
I mean, you ever heard of that one fool? Oh man, I forgot his name. Thunderbolt? No.
Black Bolt.
Black Bolt. Yes.
Yep.
Boom. That's why you call him Thunderbolt. That would have been too obvious. That's what I call him, Black Bolt.
All right. You know, he actually reminds me of a character from Felix the Cat called Vavoom.
Whoa, Felix had other characters?
Yeah, there were side characters. So there's one character called Vavoom, and that's all he could say. And whenever he said it, it would fuck with people's ears because he's so fucking loud.
Oh, wow.
And that's all he could say was Vavoom, and he'd just be loud as shit and echo and shit like thunder.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Felix the Cat has a lot of like, magical shit going on.
It's not magical, but, you know, he had, like, his little Avengers crew, you know? Like,
okay. Shit, I don't know shit about Felix then.
Hey, man, we got to step your game up. It's the new year, bro, 2020. We'll step you up. Anyway, don't forget we're live on twitch.tv/collision28. Also,
no, wait, yeah, that's right.
And also youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Hopefully, because of that whole COPA thing, which I just thought about today.
Oh, well, we talked about it. You said we were fine.
Yeah, we should be fine. But at the same time, we may not be fine because...
That's why I asked you about it. But, I was like, maybe we won't be fine.
Here's the thing. Like, because I haven't like researched it in like the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, when it first came out, everyone was freaking out because the government was like, we don't care what you do, what you say you are. If we find out that your content is somewhat different, you're going to get penalized.
Yeah.
So we can say all day like, oh, yeah, we're not advertising to children.
But you're doing cartoon shit, and like oh, you are. So you,
but yeah, but if they see the like when something like oh, well, you have that thing in there, so that you know that goes towards children, so you actually are. So now we're finding you. So that's why I'm kind of afraid. But you know what? We're a talk show, and we're here like with our faces like 90% of the time. So I think we're good.
And you know what? You're forgetting the most important point. Fuck them. Now you know we're not a children's podcast.
True. People were saying maybe if you cuss in the thing, that'll automatically get you off the list.
We've been
and
safe.
We say fuck all the time.
We've been safe since episode one, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I think in the beginning we're like, you bitch, you know, every time, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm like 90%.
So we're saying bitch and fucker like half the time in this show too, so fuck the fucking fuckers, bitch.
How the hell was your Unfocus weekend?
How the hell was it? You know, chilling.
First tell me about your Unfocus week, then I want you to tell me about your Unfocus year.
Damn, right? The year, fuck, that's a good one.
Yeah, all right, you know, just...
Well, to kind of continue with last week's Unfocus week, finally finished this bitch.
Oh shit, he looks so complete.
He is complete.
Where's all those dumbass pieces that look like they didn't go anywhere?
They're inside of his body. You know that whole piece we had last week, that was his torso and shit.
What the
yeah. So all that we saw last week is all inside is Belly. Dude,
and he stays together. He's like turning him, and for those that can't see it on camera, he's turning him. He's moving him. He took the Pokeball off.
Yeah.
What's in the Pokeball?
He's posable too. Like, you can move it. Nothing's in the Pokeball.
Man, that's some bullshit.
Because Pikachu's supposed to be in there fully. As you can see, he's outside the Pokeball.
I thought it would be really meta if he had a Pokeball and had a Pokemon in there.
And it was a Pikachu?
And it was a Pikachu.
Damn. Anyway. But anyways, he's freaking super poseable. You know, I can put him in his, you know, run position when he's on all fours.
That's also Thundershock position right there.
True, true. Oh, he's already falling apart. Damn it. You're supposed to last this whole show.
He's all
right. You had a two-minute spot. You couldn't last. Yeah. Anyways.
Some people aren't made for showbiz, you know?
But anyways, yeah, he's heavy, and he's poseable, and he took like 3 nights. And he's like 900 pieces, right?
He looks dope.
So my next thing, because I also have... a Mega Bloks Technodrome Ninja Turtles. That shit's huge. And I've had it for like 2 years now.
This is Mega Bloks, not Lego?
Exactly, yeah, this is Mega Bloks. Because eventually, Lego's decided they didn't want the license to Pokemon anymore.
My bad.
Or Ninja Turtles. So Mega Bloks has it now. So I've had this Technodrome one. It's in this huge ass box. Had it for 2 years. And I want to do it, but I know it's going to take forever. And then this one. Was 900 pieces. It's a little Pikachu, right? That Technodrome, oh my God, I just read it last night. It was 6,000 pieces?
God damn.
4,000? Something like that. It's in the thousands. Like 4,000 or 5,000 pieces is what it is. So I'm like, yeah, that's going to take me... If this one took me 3 nights, that's going to take me 4 times as long. So it might take me a whole week or more if I'm just working it like 3 or 4 hours a night because how I was doing this one. So... in the future I'll get to that eventually, we'll see, but that's definitely it. Anyways, other than that, what else did I do? Just play some Soul Calibur right now. It's about the only game I've really played. That's the first game I played this year. I have not played anything since.
I've only played Soul Calibur this year.
Or no, that might be false. I might have played Tetris. I have been playing randomly at night Tetris. Tetris 99.
It's like the old days, huh? It's random late night Tetris.
Yeah, randomly just turn that shit on. Oh, I did try that. I don't think that was this year. Might have been last year. But Star Fox 2, have you played it?
No, I haven't tried it out yet. That's the one that came with our Nintendo.
Well, it came with the mini console.
The mini. Yeah,
but now it's on the online service too. I tried it out. It's kind of weird.
It's a tactics game, right? It's a strategy game?
Yeah, because you know how you see the map? It's a live map, and you actually got to go, and there's actual pieces moving around. I was like, you got to go and chase them, and then once you chase them, then you get this battle sequence.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit, that's kind
of
weird.
It reminds me of, what the fuck game does that remind me of? There was a game, like that Ninja Turtles game on Nintendo that was really
fun. It is kind of like that.
That game was hard as shit for me.
Yeah.
Interesting, okay. So do you like it or you don't like it?
It was... The only reason I don't like it is because I'm so used to 64 and the graphics on that this one I couldn't tell. Like, is that the enemy I'm supposed to be attacking, or is that Peppy over there? Like, I couldn't tell, like, what the enemy. And then I see a little green glowing enemy. I'm like, oh, that's the enemy. And then he's out of my face, and I can't find him.
Even they knew their graphics were bad.
Yeah, so I was, like, spending half the time trying to figure out if I should shoot it or not. But, yeah, I only played that for, like, until I died, pretty much, which is, like, 10 minutes maybe. Okay. And then I found something. I was randomly going through Hulu and Netflix and Amazon, just trying to find something to watch just to kill some time that I wasn't that interested in. And then I came across, what did they call it? They called it Samurai Troopers, I think is what they called it. And I was like, what? It was actually Ronin Warriors.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but in subtitles it says Samurai Troopers. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, I found Ronin Warriors on Amazon. Out of all things, Amazon has it, and it's dubbed. But I watched the first episode, and it was not too bad. It's super dark as fuck, though. At least the whole scenery everything. The color, palette and everything is super dark. But it reminded me a lot of Yu Yu Hakusho. Because, you know, in Yu Yu, when something weird happens, when they spot something on the side of their eye, you get those little choo-choo-choo in the background.
Yeah.
Or when they say something mysterious, you get that ding-ding-ding-ding, you know, sound, Japanese sounds, you know? It was all in there, too. So I was like, oh, that's weird. It has this, like, Yu Yu Hakusho vibe just because of the background sounds that I'm hearing. It's, like, so Yu Yu Hakusho. I'm pretty sure a lot of other animes use it, but I haven't watched that too many old animes. But that was cool. And it starts off with the people with their powers already, like the whole samurai gang. Has their powers already, which I'm like, okay, where'd you guys come from? You know, so I'm not sure if they skipped out on some episode, or if they are gonna explain that later on. I don't know. But I watched the first episode. It seems pretty cool, and I'm down to continue watching it, and I'll get to it when I have some time. And I think that's pretty much it for me.
Nice. For me,
Oh, wait, one more thing. I remember, because this came in the mail today. I just found it right now. But I got this in the mail. Wait, let me open it, because it'll just say shit when it's in this box. I already opened this shit, too. Ah! So, new model. The Ninja Megazord.
Oh, yeah, the Ninja Megazord.
Which not only comes with the Ninja Megazord, but it also comes with the Falcon Megazord, too. Which is pretty sick. And it's all in pieces, of course, so I gotta build this shit, too. Eventually, I'll get to this, because I also have the Dragon Zord, which I haven't touched in a year. But now I have this. So,
pretty dope.
Something else to work on in the future. All right. I like building shit.
For my Unfocus Week, I saw Rise of Skywalker. You know, meh. I'm like 50-50. I mean, I don't even know if I'm 50-50. I liked it less than Last Jedi, for sure.
Damn.
I didn't like how they tried to undo all the Last Jedi shit in the first 5 minutes. I was like, okay, no, I don't like this.
Yeah, I kind of felt like The Last Jedi was not necessary for me to remember.
Well, they made it that way. Like, in the first 5 minutes, they were like, oh, yeah, that whole Snoke thing, no, that's not true. Her parents were nothing? Oh, we were just fucking with you. That's not true. Like,
yeah.
So I don't like it right away for that.
That's what happens when you, like, change directors midway through and shit.
Yeah. He wasn't even supposed to be the director of that movie. It was supposed to be the guy who did Jurassic World. It was supposed to be direct the third one.
Mm.
So, you know, there's all kinds of confusion over there at Lucasfilm. So
Cuckoo's saying that there's talk today of J.J. J.J. cut that's 3 hours long.
That's the new thing we were talking about.
Which
like,
is an extra hour and a half almost.
So it's funny people, you know, there's a big thing was release the Snyder cut for, you know, the Justice League movie. Zack Snyder's version. And, you know, now it finally came to light that I guess there is a Snyder cut. So, you know, there's even more of a push. Now that's the new thing. Release the JJ cut. Like, oh, God. Here the fuck we go now.
Another one.
Mm. Another one indeed, AJ. And I'll say I like how they finished off the main villain because we're not doing spoilers right now. Because it called back to some original shit from Star Wars, which I'm not going to talk about. But, yeah, I like that. But almost everything else I hated.
I think the main villain fight was a little too short. Not enough happened for as powerful as these guys were.
I mean, you know, I would agree with you, but then that's kind of how it is in Return of the Jedi, too, which is like the original ending of the trilogy. The fight with the main villain wasn't really a fight. Like, it was kind of more like, I'm electrocuting you and you have to deal with it. And then, so, I mean, it was kind of, it harkened back to that to me.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah. Which
I heard is it's a J.J. Abrams thing. Like, he likes to definitely... there's a way they put it too that I heard, but he kind of plays the same beat as the old thing that he's like referencing a lot.
Yeah, he likes
and he
that.
Has the same like kind of pinpoint things in them, even though like the story is different.
I don't like that, but yeah, but
that's why Force Awakens was the same as A New Hope.
Yeah.
Did I get those names right?
You got them right. That's pretty good.
I'm not good at those names yet.
So Rise of Skywalker, meh, didn't love it. I like Last Jedi a little more. What else have I done this week?
But at least he didn't appear out of nowhere.
I don't know what that means.
I guess.
So I've been reading the X-Men stuff, Marauders, right now. I got Storm on the cover there, doing some badass world.
She's upside down.
Yeah, she, you know, she's flying, so it happens when you fly.
Spoilers, Cuckoo, come on, shit. No,
I mean, technically he didn't appear out of nowhere. He was always there, I guess. You know.
Yeah, that's what he said. At least he didn't appear out of nowhere.
I was like,
so yeah, he was always there. Yeah,
he was always there. which is still weird. But anyway, I've been reading Marauders. That's the X-Men comic about Kitty Pryde and her pirates, her mutant pirates. Are indeed. Finished rereading that Watchmen comic and. Oh man, it made that show have even more layers. I realized how many details he paid attention to the book when he made the show.
Wait, you read Watchmen?
I reread it again.
Oh, okay.
After watching the show, and I'm like, damn, he fucking really did pay attention to this book. Like, he referenced everything from the book.
That's cool.
It seemed like totally foreign and totally weird, but if you pay attention to the book, now all the shit he talked about is straight out of the book, you know?
That's cool.
They're just little small moments that you had to catch.
Yeah.
What else? Other things? Finished The Mandalorian. That was awesome.
I'm like 4 episodes or 5 episodes in now.
Oh, you're pretty close. Okay. Yeah. What do you think so far?
It's cool. Last one I saw was when he met that chick on that one planet.
And they were just chilling the whole episode, basically?
No, they had a full-on fight at the end.
With the AT-ST, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's like my...
I think that's the last one I saw.
I think that's the weakest episode to me.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, it gets better.
That episode was pretty dope. I think we started watching the next one, but something happened and we had to stop it, so...
I'll say the last three are really fucking good. The last three episodes are like nonstop good shit. I think you'll like that.
All right.
So yeah, other things. I finished Titans, which is the live action, basically adult iteration of Teen Titans, if anyone knows that animated show. And it's been really fucking good. I finished it. The Deathstroke in there was awesome. The story was awesome. It was very adult without feeling too edgy.
Whoa.
I'm not going to tell you who got killed at the end. I was really fucking mad.
Someone died.
I was so mad because, like, there was one character where there was gonna die, and you're like, oh, that sucks. That character's kind of cool. And then the other character that you really like comes in to save them, and you're like, no! You're like, I would have been okay with the other girl dying. Like, and then you're like, I spent the last, like, 10 minutes of the episode, like, man, what the fuck? Like, it's been a long time since something was that good and that surprising that someone died like that.
I feel
that.
Like that's happened before in some other show or something that we've seen in the past.
I think so. Like, we were like, oh, that, what the fuck? That person's
Yeah, it's like, why'd you come in and get yourself killed, stupid?
Yeah, you didn't have to do that.
I feel like that might have happened like Game of Thrones or some shit. I don't know.
Maybe. I can't remember. It's something not too long ago.
Yeah, anyways.
But yeah, that was, Titans was really good. The actors are really good for the most part. The character. I couldn't believe there was that many superheroes in one story, and it was that fucking good. So, I highly recommend it. I don't know how long the DC streaming service is going to be a thing. Hopefully, it continues, but it's kind of sounding like they're going to get rid of it for HBO.
Yeah, that was supposed to merge in. Yeah.
So, if it does, watch it on HBO Max. If it doesn't, get the streaming service. Watch it on there. It's actually really fucking good, especially if you're a comic fan. That being said, I think that's all the major stuff. I wanted to cover. That I've been doing, Soul Calibur. I think that's about it.
All right. Speaking of Soul Calibur 2, I'm not sure if you saw it, but like I had this spreadsheet, Google Sheets.
Oh yeah,
with all their records and shit. And I'm getting back into my like Excel ways and making like shit auto update on its own and shit like that. So I'm just kind of proud of that. Anyways, no one knows it. No one, if you can see the back end, you'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool. But no one ever sees the back end. But anyways, don't forget, we're also on Twitter at Unfocus28, Instagram at UnfocusPodcast. And you can always subscribe to the podcast through Apple Podcasts or just go to collision28.com.
Yeah, get all the direct information. You can subscribe there as well. Or email us at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com if you have questions or things you want us to talk about that we have not talked about. And before we get into news, AJ wanted to get into a little mini segment, right? Like talk about some...
Actually, let's do that after Music of the Week.
Yeah?
So let's get news out of the way right now, and then we can end the show with that.
Okay, let's just knock out all the news.
But to kind of give you a hint, last year we did some predictions where we talked about what we predict will happen in 2019. And then I have those recorded. I got them cut up. I actually went back to the video, which was a mission to find... And I cut it up so we can watch it. And surprisingly, after cutting it up, our discussion of our prediction is only like 2 minutes long. So I'll play that back and just to see if we were right. We'll make some new predictions. And then we'll give a shout out to our highlights of the decade, since it is a new decade that's upon us right now. But with that said, let's go ahead and we'll get to that after Music of the Week. But right now, we'll stay current.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah. What?
Who wants to start?
Go for it.
Oh, shit, me. So we have news, such as Golden Sun. So this was an interesting story that got brought up. Apparently, some dude named Corey Barlow, he's the director behind God of War, the recent one, I guess, for the PS4. And he went to Twitter to kind of urge Nintendo to make a new Golden Sun game. So someone who made God of War plays Golden Sun and wants a new Golden Sun game. I'm like, yes, but I haven't played the other ones yet. So wait, just give me a moment, though.
You haven't beaten the one yet.
I know, right?
It's been like 20 years.
And actually, he tweeted out specifically, "Dear Nintendo, my body is ready for a modern Golden Sun game built on the still smoldering ashes of literally everyone of these franchises. Wait, what? Yeah, wow, that's fucking crazy. Franchises I love very much, just not as much as Golden Sun. In conclusion, you have my sword and my bow and my axe. Huggies, Corey. That sounded so weird. I felt like I read something wrong in there. I know, right? Anyways, but that was his tweet kind of to Nintendo asking for Golden Sun. So I'm not the only one out there that likes Golden Sun, just saying. But yeah, just thought that was interesting. So hopefully Nintendo listens, because sometimes they do.
All right. In other news, some people are really pissed that things have been leaving Disney Plus on such a rapid succession. Apparently, once January hit, automatically a lot of things were taken out. Disney was very clear they were going to be heavily rotating out their lineups. But I guess it still took people by surprise. Some people didn't think, no, this isn't it. But I'll connect it. Fine, just leave it.
I don't want to show it. Just
leave it. Oh, it's not there? Okay.
No, it's not showing.
So, yeah, some things that were taken out that people were really mad about. More specifically than anything, Home Alone 1 and 2 are gone.
Out of Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Already?
See, you're not listening to me. What as the I said. Fuck? You didn't hear my preface. I was saying people were already mad.
I know. I heard it, but I'm just saying, because I was close to watching that shit. I was like, I want to watch it this weekend.
Well, you know, I feel like this is pretty smart by Disney Plus, because it's going to encourage people to, like, get on top of it if you want to watch something.
Well, at least give us a list of what's going to disappear soon.
Well, I guess they did. Just no one looked at it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, people knew that something. I mean, you could have known that some things were disappearing.
Yeah, actually, honestly, I've not been on Disney Plus. Carla has used it more than me. Only thing, I watched Captain America, the First Avenger. I'm trying to start myself on watching all the movies in timeline order.
Oh, God. Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's just something interesting that I wanted to do. So okay. That's why I watched Captain America. Next is Captain Marvel.
Actually, that might be kind of cool to see that, right?
And then it kind of goes in order from there.
Yeah. Well, technically, Black Panther would be after that, because doesn't that happen in the 70s?
No.
Or the 80s?
No.
Remember, didn't they start off with showing his dad?
Well, again, there's a little bit that's like shows in the past, yes, but then the whole movie is the present.
You mean where the movie takes place?
Okay, yeah, I see. Like the overall movie.
Gotcha.
If I was that dedicated, I would go and clip every little piece that flashes back and then play that in order.
Wow, that sounds nuts. That's a whole new movie.
that's what we would,
that'd
right?
That'd be a whole new movie, like, and that'd be like a fucking 12-hour movie. Anyway.
But I don't have time for that.
So some of the things that were taken off, Home Alone 1 and 2, Dr. Dolittle, I'm fine with that, Flicka, Pirates of the Caribbean 4, Strange Magic.
4? What about the other ones?
It was on Stranger Tides. Yeah, I guess that's the fourth one.
But why not the other ones?
I don't know. Strange Magic, The Wonderful World of Disney, White Wilderness, Mickey 3 Musketeers, Garfield 2, and Shaggy Dog 6. This is the one that breaks my heart, The Sandlot.
Already? Jeez. Calm down.
Calm down, Disney.
You're lucky I own it.
They are lucky you own it, AJ. You're right. one other thing.
Did that come from Fox? That wasn't a Disney original, was it?
That's a Fox thing, yeah. It's not a Disney original.
And I know Home Alone was Fox, so maybe they're dropping a bunch of Fox shit. I wonder if they're going to port it over to Hulu.
Maybe. I mean, it could be. No. Well, let me go further with the news. Hold on, because there's more to it, too.
Let me readjust my armrest.
Well, first, let me tell you what was added. Added to their list. I know one thing that people were making jokes about was that they added Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. And people were like, you took all this away and gave me Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer?
It's like, imagine you have this wonderful dinner, all this like gourmet shit, and they take it all away and leave you with like a Ritz cracker.
Amen.
Not even. What's even worse than that? Because I love Ritz. An old saltine.
Damn. He said I had to downgrade a little bit because I love Ritz.
I know, I do actually. I was gonna eat some Ritz before this show and I forgot because I'm hungry.
I'm glad at you, but I am mad at you. All right, things they added: America's national parks. I'm sure people aren't too excited about that. Austin and Alley, Billy Dilly's Super Duper Subterranean Summer.
Where this shit is.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that is either. Cool Runnings!
don't know what
that is. You don't know what Cool Runnings is?
Is it cool?
It's a movie from the 90s. Wow, I'm disappointing you, AJ.
That's why I don't know what it is.
Whatever Drain the Ocean is, they have the whole series of that now.
Who did Matrix?
Holes. Okay, I'm excited. Holes is now on there. I might watch that tonight.
I hear Holes is good. I've never seen it.
Yeah, Marvel Superheroes Adventures, Marvel Rising, The Secret Warriors. Muppet Babies is on there now.
Like the cartoon? The classic one or the new one?
The cartoon.
Because there's a new animated one. I know. Okay.
The Proud Family is now on there. I love The Proud Family. I don't know what Super Rhino is. But yeah, these are just
You don't know what Super Rhino? No, just kidding.
I was like, do you? No. I was surprised. you know, I think that basically covers all the ones that people would know.
Unidentified Super Rhino, flying, I know, is rock steady.
Unidentified flying matter is also going to be on there now. Yeah, so now there's a few things on there. They're kind of cool. Some things are cool. Some things are kind of like whack. But I'm just excited for Proud Family being on there. Muppet Babies being on there.
Watch it while you can.
Holes. Yeah, exactly. You better get on those things now. So I'm going to watch Holes as soon as we're done with this show, probably.
You know what? I think it's Netflix has like a little list that says, you know, here for like a limited time or like it's going to be gone. So there's like
on the app?
Yeah, Netflix. You know when you can scroll down and it gives you like these little different highlighted things? Yeah, sometimes on there I've seen before, like, you know, it will tell you like these shows are going away pretty soon.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so Disney should have something like that. Again, maybe they do because I haven't paid attention.
I do know. No, you had to Google. They didn't have it on there. You had to Google it to see what was leaving and shit.
I shouldn't have to Google this shit, Disney.
So one last thing I want to say. Disney had actually come out of their way because people made such a big fucking uproar about it. Disney revealed why they took these things off.
Okay.
And Disney spokesperson said, a small number of titles have left the platform over issues relating to legacy deals. So basically, there's licensing going on from other deals that were being made or wherever it was sold before it was owned by Disney. Basically, when Fox owned these things.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Sandlot, Home Alone, those are like Fox standouts.
Yeah.
So they probably had some other deals to deal with it and basically said, yeah, that's why they can't have them. And then that's why they don't have them at the moment. However,
they still own it, just not on their streaming service.
No, not the streaming.
So they don't have it exactly.
Yeah, and they said, however, all of these titles have left and will return to the service as soon as those licenses expire.
Okay.
So they're not gone forever, guys. Calm down.
All right. I'm better.
All right. That was the end of that piece of news.
But shit, I wanted to watch Home Alone, though.
it's funny because the reason you're sad is like the counter reason I'm happy. I'm like, I was waiting for Holes because I looked up Holes on Disney Plus and they had it. And I clicked it and it says, this will not be available until January 2nd. And I was like, fucking bullshit. So I'm happy Holes is there. It sucks that you're unhappy that like they took that away.
Yeah, because I remember seeing Home Alone on there. I was like, oh, cool. I want to watch that for Christmas. But Christmas gone and passed and I didn't watch it. I'm like, shit, I fucking want to watch it. So I wanted to watch it soon. But at least it's coming back.
Not soon enough.
I might have to watch it by myself.
All right, AJ? News?
More news. So another interesting, not enough news, but we're really reaching news, is a game called Ninja Law. Have you heard of this game yet?
Ninja Law?
Ninja Law. Ninja Law, maybe. I don't know. But this is what it looks like.
It looks like Splatoon.
Right? Exactly. That's what I'm saying,
too. Is that what you were trying to say? Like,
yes.
That's your point?
That is kind of my whole point. It looks like Splatoon almost, like with the bubbly colorfulness of it. And I'm going to skip ahead just so you can see some of these, because I'm pretty sure we all know what ninjas are.
What is Ninja?
But it's from the makers of Puzzles and Dragons, a group called Gung Ho, are putting this together and they're working
it
on
this new
game. It
does look like Splatoon. The more they show, the more it looks like Splatoon.
Right?
I thought it was going to look less like Splatoon as you show me footage, but it's starting to look more and more like
Splatoon. No, it looks more like Splatoon for sure. Even the way they stand and everything.
Even their tone of pink they picked to use.
Right?
Like, oh my god.
Well, check out the wall running though, which is cool. I mean, I guess you can swim up a wall if you shot it with ink in Splatoon, too, so I guess it's not so much there. But check it out. It's like a beat-em-up game in a way. So they don't really have weapons or guns.
Ooh, it's a fighting game?
Yeah, it's kind of like a fighting game. But it's like an arena fighting game in a way, I guess.
Like Power Stone somewhere?
Yeah, exactly right. So my thing was, it's like Splatoon crossed with something like Power Stone or maybe like one of those GTA. Because like the map reminds me of GTA a lot. Or maybe something like State of Emergency. which is made by the makers of GTA, or maybe something like Ninja Storm, like Naruto stuff. So I don't know what it crosses with. It is coming out later this year. You know, it's funny. I played that whole trailer and then I even showed it on stream. My bad. It's okay. You didn't miss much. I'll play it on stream. I completely forgot how to do the show. But yeah, so yeah, you could run up walls, blow bubbles. I don't know why. But yeah, Ninjala is a multiplayer beat 'em up. Places users in a vast, navigable online setting. I don't know what that means. Players run up walls and battle each other across virtual towns using explosive bubblegum ninjutsu. The game is due for a global release next spring or this spring. People of all ages can have fun as if they're playing grass lot baseball, and the additional content would be very satisfying to seasoned gamers. That's what the president of this company said about the game. They also said they want to go esports with it in some way. So, that's interesting. We'll see how that works.
Oh, they want it to be a game that can be played in tournaments?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's Gung Ho. Looks pretty cool. And that's not Gung Ho. It's Ninjala, made by Gung Ho. So I'm kind of interested in checking it out. Oh, my bad. I guess
it's a new.
Lil Jon agrees. but yeah, spring 2020, look out for that. If you're interested in those type of games or just wanted to see a new IP in general. It's not a Nintendo. It's going to be out for the Switch, though, which is interesting, but it's not a Nintendo game. They totally ripped off Splatoon now, thinking about it.
All right. Other news. So Todd McFarlane has actually, you know, I'm sure a lot of people know about him. He's famous for both comic book art and for making famous toy figures and like.
Yeah, I love those dragon things he came out with a while back.
Yeah, those are pretty sick. Oh, I forgot about those. Those were dope.
Yeah, me and Danny were trying to like collect a lot of them. By the time, you know, we were broke with new jobs, so we really couldn't buy any. But I know I got like two of them. I know Danny got one. Anyways.
Yeah, well, that being said, Todd McFarlane is back at it with new figures. And for the first time ever in history, he's doing DC characters.
That's crazy.
And he loves DC so much, and like so much throughout the history, he decided he's going to make figures for random media of DC. He's not going to pick one thing and do a line of, you know, Batman the Animated Series or like, you know, The Dark Knight or like, you know, Supergirl from the show. He's going to pick and choose what he wants to do.
That's cool.
So he started off with, he has the modern Batman there at the front. He also has Batman the Animated Series version in there.
Yeah.
And at the far end, he has Batman the Armored version from the comic books that's more recent.
Oh, that's cool.
Batman Hellbat. It's the Hellbat armor. And then in the middle over there, he has Superman from the Animated Series from the 90s, early 2000s. And then next to him, he has Arrow from the Arrow show, the DC CW show.
Yeah, that's
totally
crazy.
Totally different media. So he's just picking and choosing whatever he feels like, whatever he wants, and he's doing it in that style and making those figures.
That's cool, yeah. So if anyone has a specific Batman or Superman or just DC hero from a certain era, you have options here.
Yeah, these are 7-inch figure scales. They're going to go quick, I guarantee you. So you guys might want to be on them. And this is only the first wave of releases. There's going to be more. He also has the Batman Who Laughs is going to be a thing. The modern Batgirl is going to be a thing. He has Nightwing. So yeah, you know, it's gonna be a pretty cool line. I like the look of it already. I feel like he really captured the style of each one that he has on there, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Supermen all look so different from each other.
They do. This one's like more like bubbly. The other one's like more detail. Cause that's like, what Superman is this at the end?
That, I think that's the one from the movie. Actually, I can tell you.
Like the recent movie, like Man of Steel?
Oh, no, he's from the comics. Superman issue DC Comics 1000. Mm. He's from the more, it came out this year. So yeah, he's recent comic book iteration. But yeah, I like those. You know, I know some of our fans like comic book stuff. I mean, comic book toys and stuff like that. So I thought it'd be worth bringing up. Mm. Especially as fucking Todd McFarlane, guys.
Yeah.
So you might want to get on top of that now.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what I saw too? Like I was in a GameStop. They have, you know how they had that Ninja Turtle Batman crossover recently?
Yeah.
They have figures in GameStop that they're selling that has one turtle and one Batman character put together in one box.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So like Leonardo's like put with like Batman, and Donatello's put with like Batgirl, and Robin's with someone, and Alfred's with somebody.
I remember when they used to do team-up toys, they used to do shit like that, but that's funny seeing it now in the modern age.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw one with Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles or something back in the day.
Maybe. I feel like something. I saw something Marvel. I saw something Marvel related.
Was it Marvel?
Yeah.
I remember seeing something like that.
You know what they did recently,
too? It was Transformers and somebody. Transformers.
That sounds familiar.
Transformers and some type of superhero, I want to say.
That does sound familiar. What I did see recently, though, was Marvel and Capcom.
I saw that. I heard about that.
That was fairly recent, like last year. But yeah, anyways.
All right, AJ, some more news for us?
Yeah, I got two more pieces of news, by the way.
Oh, let me go again for another one.
All right, so this is about the Joker, the movie. So I don't know if you guys are, I think that's a picture for it.
Yeah.
For anyone that follows Unfocused and pays attention, I've covered a few articles concerning the Joker movie. You know, the movie did really well. It was a really good fucking movie. And DC's been cashing in on it. DC and Warner Bros. Have been making gangs of money on this movie because it's very independent and very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's been fucking killing it in the box office. So they're making a gang of money. And originally, Joaquin Phoenix said, no sequel to this movie. We never planned on that. That's not what we're doing. And then later on, the director had said, you know, if the right idea came along, you know, maybe we'll do it, you know. And then later on, DC came out and said, oh, no, we're definitely doing a sequel to the Joker movie. Oh, man. That's what I talked about not too long ago.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
And then, you know, the director came out and said, no, I never agreed to doing any sequels to this movie. He's like, no, we didn't say that. He's like, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but we never agreed to that. So, like, that for now, we're not saying that's happening, you know? Not even, I think it's like 2 weeks later. Todd Phillips comes out and says, yeah, actually, you know what? Me and Joaquin Phoenix are open to doing a sequel to the Joker. I'm like, I don't know if Warner Brothers sat him aside and showed him the zeros. You know, like, this is what we're talking about right now. And he's like, oh, all right, fuck it. We'll make it happen, you know. That's kind of what I feel like happened, but, you know.
Maybe.
Or maybe he just stumbled on a story finally that he feels like could work for a sequel.
Hopefully.
Because I know with some people, they don't want to do it until they've made an idea that makes sense, you know. Maybe he stumbled on something.
The way I heard, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I heard, like, it ended. I'm waiting here for, like, on, you know, when it comes out on streaming Blu-ray or some shit, or streaming, yeah. But I heard it ended in a way where it doesn't really have a way to continue it or some shit. Is that false?
I mean, you could. Or could they? No, you could. You could.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's kind of a push, but you'd have to have a really good writer. But I do feel like there's some options to play with it from there, you know?
Okay.
Especially the ending made it seem like he's not exactly stuck where he is. So maybe he's okay. He can get out, you know?
All right, whatever that means. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. but yeah, I just find it really weird they're jumping back and forth in this. I feel like money and storylines are all like pulling back and forth at this Joker movie because it just made so much more money than they thought it was going
to
make.
Yeah, you know? And people like to milk shit, so.
Oh, man, especially Warner Brothers. They love to milk shit. Yeah.
Even so, if it's milking it incorrectly.
Yeah, hopefully they get it right with this one. I don't feel like Todd Phillips will let this one suck, so. But we'll have to see. AJ?
All right, then. So, Sonic the Hedgehog, one of my favorite things. Well, I need to drink water because I'm about to cough all over this shit.
Do it.
In fact, the Emperor from Star Wars.
Do it.
So, Sega's director of animation is ready to prove it again, I guess, what this article said. He wants to bring back another Sonic TV show because there's none currently right now. That are ongoing.
Oh, there's none right now?
Not right now, no.
Sonic X is over, huh?
Sonic X been over for years.
I feel old now.
After that was Sonic Boom, which
There was another one?
Yeah, Sonic Boom was a thing. And then the only other thing that's current, that's the most recent one, is the little animation shorts that are connected to Sonic Mania, which I think the group that made the game is also doing those. But those are like shorts on like YouTube and shit, which I haven't watched any, but I want to. The art director or the animation director here said, I think the world is definitely ready for another TV show and I would love to work on it. There are several discussions and this is coming from me personally. I would love Sonic to continue, so I'll keep trying to put more stuff out there. So that's what he said. So they're trying to do something. What is going to be? I have no clue. What I hope for? More Freedom Fighters?
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be awesome, but I doubt it. Because those characters technically don't exist other than that in that own universe. I know the comics had just started up, the new series and all that. So maybe something based off that. Which I will like seeing some of the new characters they've introduced in that series so far. But I just hope they don't do something ridiculous like Sonic Boom, where fucking Knuckles went all buff and Sonic got a scar.
That was Sonic Boom.
That was Sonic Boom, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't want some shit like that. Sonic X was pretty cool. I saw one season of it. It was like season 3 or something.
Yeah,
and that was a pretty cool season.
I'll tell you, the season 1 kind of sucks. There's a couple episodes that are good in season 1, but
yeah, I've seen various episodes from season 1. Yeah,
season 3 it gets like, it feels like that's where it gets to what we always wanted to see.
Yeah,
Sonic, Robotnik, Super Sonic, Hyper Knuckles, like all that shit. Like you don't get to see
I didn't see no Hyper Knuckles, but the season I saw they were in space. And,
yeah, when Super Sonic was there and shit, right?
Yeah, I don't remember it, but I just remember bits of it because I only saw it once. It was a while back. No,
I think you should watch it. I mean, not all of it. You could skim it. You know, you can pick and choose episodes.
I did see Sonic X on Hulu or Netflix or something like that.
Somebody has it.
So yeah, someone's streaming it. So I'm kind of down to go watch it there. I don't know. We'll see because I just found Ronin Warriors. By the way, Ronin Warriors. Not only has a season 1, but apparently has more shit. I always thought there was only like one season.
Are you done? No, there's been like three. Dude, there was like
there's like four or something, I think, is what I saw.
I think we had two or three in rotation when we were watching it on TV. I think there was only one season.
I could never watch it on TV, dude. Like, it came on so early in the morning.
Yeah, it did.
And then, like, I don't know. I was never able to wake up early enough. And then I guess it was gone after a while. I don't know. But yeah, this apparently Cuckoo's knows of it. Ronin Warriors Gaiden, I think, is one of them.
That's the OVA.
It reminded me. Oh, that must be. Yeah, okay. I don't even know about that.
Yeah, there's an OVA, like three episodes. It's basically a movie.
But
that
yeah.
It tells you what happens after the show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't, have like season 1, season 2. Like they're all like, or it doesn't continue with just the same name. There's like an extra title onto the end of it. Kind of like Slayers and Slayers Next, Slayers Try. I'm not sure if any other anime has ever done some shit like that. But I noticed that on Amazon, because Amazon is streaming that shit. But anyways, all right. That's the end of my story, really.
Okay. Danny Elfman is joining Coachella, and that's kind of a big surprise. He's a composer.
Huh.
Yeah, he does a lot of like soundtracks and backgrounds and shit.
Okay.
I think Coachella wanted to step up and take it to the next level. Now, I'm not saying this guy cannot hold his own next to, like, U2 or fucking Britney Spears or whoever the fuck is going to be at Coachella.
Britney Spears.
Because, guess what? He's done a lot of songs that you actually know. He did, you know, the theme for Batman from the animated series, you know? He's done the Simpsons theme. He's done a lot of songs for Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
He's done some Spider-Man themes that you know throughout the years, some very popular ones.
Okay.
He's a lead member in the band Oingo Boingo, so this guy can actually hold up a whole fucking 3-hour set if he really wanted to.
Okay.
You know, and just what so, yeah, just so. Playing with you, you know?
But I don't feel like none of that music is like Coachella-like, like party vibes, you know?
Who cares, bro? When the Simpsons theme comes on, everyone's gonna fucking trip out. And then when you put on some shit like that people know, like Nightmare Before Christmas songs come on, I bet you everyone at Coachella is gonna lose their shit.
Like, I would like to see him and then off to the side, like someone with him, like Diplo or like Deadmau5 or freaking on the remixing whatever he's like throwing out there.
I don't know about the remixing part, but I definitely think he'll be there with somebody famous. Whenever they do somebody special like that, like mm-hmm. that doesn't like full on play their instrument like that, like they bring somebody kind of famous with them on the side to surprise you, like to back them up.
Okay.
Like, they might get some famous violinist or maybe like Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine or something, like guitar.
That'd be cool.
You know, imagine him playing The Simpsons on the guitar or some shit, you know?
That would sound weird.
Or, you know, playing around with them, you know? Like, that shit could be pretty cool, you know? Like,
that can be, yeah.
So I think that's a very weird and interesting move, very nerdy, very nostalgic move. I feel like nerdiness is starting to get replaced by nostalgia these days, which is my beef with Rise of Skywalker. I feel like the whole thing was like, oh, remember this? Like, you know.
Yeah, I also heard that they kind of wrote it to kind of do a lot of fan.
I felt it.
Fanfare. What is it? Fan something?
Fan service.
Fan service, yes.
My favorite moment. Well, you know, I'm not going to say it because I'll spoil it for people that haven't seen it. So I'm not going to say it. Anyway.
You can tell me.
No, shut up. One thing. So, you know, as big as we know Mandalorian's been, you haven't finished it and you already know how big Mandalorian is, right?
Yeah. There's this little thing in there called like a baby Yoda.
Oh, did you use your force powers to realize what I was about to say?
I think so. No, I'm just saying there's a Baby Yoda in that shit. Well, that's why it's so popular.
My point is about... No, that's not why it's so popular.
That's why it's popular, dude. Nah, come on. Bro, the memes I've seen have all been Baby Yoda.
It was already popular when they saw there was finally going to be a Mandalorian as the main character. I'm just saying it's way more popular because of Baby Yoda.
That got it started.
Yeah, but that it was like I'm saying, it was already popular.
But then it's the Baby Yoda popular. Was like, okay, now this is for real thing because it's Baby Yoda.
I'm going to say it was always for real thing. But I'll agree with you, Baby Yoda definitely set that shit over the edge. Like,
think about it. There's no Baby Yoda in that shit. Would it be as cool?
It was still widely talked about before we knew Baby Yoda was a thing. So I'll say yes. That shit was trending hard. The first Star Wars
It was show. Trending, but a lot of things had trend hard, and then it comes out and everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, but people like...
Okay, it wasn't that good.
I feel like the writing for that show is pretty damn good, though, so it's not just like that. Like, Baby Yoda's not the reason people watch that.
Tech got in chat again to interrupt us to say Baby Yoda is the only reason to watch it.
He's the ultimate hater. If you don't like a bounty hunter beheading a fucking surly
that was in
fighter,
the first episode.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about before you knew Baby Yoda was a thing, right?
Like, it could have fell off from there, though.
Yeah, my thing is, if you were hyped before you knew Baby Yoda was in it, it's a good show. IG-11, I was hyped already. The fucking laser gun shooting robot turning around. Yeah, you were
that
right.
Whole first episode was awesome for sure. But what if it didn't continue to be as good? Everyone was like, okay, that first episode was good, but then it just kind of died after
that. But it did though, right?
I don't. It didn't because of Baby Yoda.
No, it didn't because it was still awesome. He's definitely a draw. But if it was just that, it would have fell to the wayside for sure.
I don't know.
Baby Yoda pushes it over the edge for sure. But
who's what,
well, it can't be IG-88. Anyway, ignore that. Don't even look at it. Because if you've seen it, you should know why it's not IG-88, dumbass. Like, come on, man. Like, nah, you're not a dumbass, but you know. Like, it can't be IG-88, bro. Anyway, my whole point is Baby Yoda is a focus of this show. Something people love about it.
Let us know your thoughts on Twitter. Why is it good? Is it because of the actual Mandalorian or is it because of Baby Yoda? Mm-hmm. Email us.
Well, anyway, Baby Yoda being as big as he is, you would think there would be some, some merchandise, some plushies to play around with and stuff. Still never. Still nothing, no plushies and no figures for Baby Yoda. There's some shirts came out, some hats came out.
If you go to, I was at Frankenstein's, I saw a bunch of Baby Yoda stuff. Like, people that can make shit have made some, different type of arts and stuff like that.
Bootleg.
Bootleg shit, yes.
I'm talking Disney.
But yeah, no, nothing official yet.
At this point, there should be plushies or something. And guess what? They're still not coming anytime soon. Even after The Mandalorian being done, Overwood, people loving it, all that stuff, all the hype, all the memes. March 1st.
Yeah, that's what Texas is saying in chat right now.
March 1st, you will get your Baby Yoda stuff. So, but that's so insane that the wait is so crazy. Like, I know it builds the hype. Half of this hype comes from what exactly my point is, that they purposely did not reveal that Baby Yoda was a thing because they didn't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
And the hype was already big for the show. You know, it had some of the best first watches that we've seen from a streaming show ever.
Yeah, no one knew there was a Baby Yoda in that shit until the end.
And still had the best watches in the first day, so I'm saying, right away, that shit's the shit. But Baby Yoda, and there's still no plushes, man. You'd think they'd be on top of that shit. Like, I feel like that'd be the first thing
they'd do. Maybe they were kind of scared of, how people were going to react to a Baby Yoda. Because it could have gone either way. It could have gone the way it did. Or it could be like, what the fuck? A Baby Yoda? This is stupid. They're reaching really far now. Like, it could have gone.
I guess it could have.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I feel like maybe that's why they didn't do it. That, or maybe they wanted to keep it a surprise held off.
I'll tell you for sure, it's the marketing was the reason. Because they said a lot of people wanted the mold for toys for The Mandalorian, and Disney would not give it to them. Mm. So 100% it was marketing. Like, they were not going to, they didn't want anyone to have the molds for it. Because if the molds would have came out, people would have known about Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
What did we talk about last year? I'm sorry, 2 years ago. The Star Wars toys always leak the plot. If anyone was,
you know what's crazy? I remember I was thinking about it too, but there was that one thing with a toy on the back of it said that Finn was a Calrissian. Is that his name?
Calrissian. Did you notice what happened in Rise of Skywalker?
Okay, so it could still be true.
No, I don't think it's still true, but notice they flip some things. See, I can't. You know, we'll talk about it when the show's over. I don't want to say too much right now.
Are we gonna do spoiler? There was something. We always have spoiler music.
Too. Nah. There's no time.
It's always time. There.
There's no time.
There's plenty of time. But oh, right. You're right. It kind of has no time.
But we'll talk about it later in a later episode once the time has gone by for Rise of Skywalker.
We'll get Wags involved.
I know you got one more piece of news you want to throw at us, and I'll throw my last piece of news.
Yeah, and then we'll go to music of the week, and then we'll do our fun little thing. So my last piece of news for the year. No, that's not about the year for this episode. Melee. I mean, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Apparently, they're doing some type of tournament within game online. There's online tournaments and stuff that you can always be a part of and stuff like that.
This is a Nintendo-sanctioned tournament distributed. Yes.
And it's going to focus on Melee. So they're kind of doing a Melee vibe to it. So the tournament, when you enter it, you can only play characters that were in Super Smash Bros. Melee.
They had to be introduced.
Introduced, in yes. That's correct. Introduced. Also, only stages that were in Melee, and also only items that were in Melee. Mm-hmm. So those are the only things you can play with when playing in this tournament. And when they say characters that were introduced in Melee, they literally mean only the characters that were introduced. That means there's no Mario, no Yoshi, no Luigi, no Ness, no Captain Falcon. Yeah, no Jigglypuff. I'm trying to figure out if I can name
them all.
Actually,
no original 12.
Link.
I forgot, yeah. There
wasn't an 8?
Donkey Kong.
No, Donkey Kong.
8 and then the bonus characters. They don't count either.
Yeah, I said Ness, Jigs, and Luigi already and Captain Falcon.
Yeah,
so who else was there? Pikachu.
Fox, Falco.
Fox, only Fox. Falco was Melee. Yeah, but those characters are not in the game. So you're only getting, and these are the characters that were introduced. Game & Watch, Peach, Pichu, Roy, Sheik, Young Link, and with Sheik you get Zelda. Bowser. Oh, but Sheik and Zelda are separate now.
Yeah, I think that's why. Okay, that's why they're separate.
Bowser, Dr. Mario, Falco, Ganondorf, Ice Climbers, Marth, and Mewtwo.
So who's the top tier out of here?
Falco.
Falco, huh? Okay.
Marth, and if you're good enough, Ice Climbers.
Takes work.
That's and Peach actually. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So. That those are the only characters you're going to be seeing. Actually, but then again, it's not based off how Melee is played.
No, it's just it's a theme.
It's still Smash Ultimate. So who would be the best out of these in Smash Ultimate?
That's what I was asking you. Yeah, I think the top tiers are Marth.
I think Marth and Peach are definitely up there.
Marth, Peach. I think just those ones. I don't think anyone else really like...
Pichu, actually, because I did see a tier list and Pichu was up there.
Oh, he's still fucking killing it?
I'm not sure how bad, but he's up there.
I didn't think he was going to keep going.
But yeah, I think those are the only ones that are actually good. That's interesting, though. Players will be able to show off their skills in Melee Inspired Tournament beginning January 3rd. That's tomorrow. And highly anticipated tournament will then conclude on January 6th. So this is going to be a weekend thing. So if you have Smash Ultimate and you want to do some tournament stuff and have some old school Melee vibes in it, go check this out.
All right. And... my last piece of news, Kevin Feige has given a new interview this week, and he mentioned specifically about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. And
how
that movie itself will be introducing multiple characters that Marvel has been waiting to introduce since Phase 1, he said.
So
waiting to introduce. So I only brought this. This is barely news. The only reason I bring this up is because I want you guys to email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Or tweet us at unfocus28.
Who do you think it is? Who is he talking about? Obviously, more than one answer is okay because he said multiple characters are going to be introduced in this movie. And the fact that it's called Multiverse of Madness already kind of opens up like a lot of crazy-ass possibilities and options now. But AJ, you know, who's someone you think he could be talking about that they've been waiting to introduce?
That's going
to
be mutants. You going to be mutants?
I don't think so.
Mutants.
I don't think so.
There's too many M's in that title.
Oh, I never thought about that.
That's what I keep saying.
I don't think it'll be that, but you know, it could be. Now that you mentioned the M's. House of M could be that.
There's rumors Dracula would be, included in the Moon Knight show on Disney Plus.
We didn't ask you about all that.
That's interesting. But yeah, honestly, I can only think of mutants. Maybe Deadpool will be showing up because
also keep in
universes.
Mind,
he's in a different universe in a way.
Also, keep in mind, it is a Doctor Strange movie. So yeah. You got to keep in theme. You know, like I don't feel like Deadpool will come out in a Doctor Strange movie.
I wouldn't doubt Deadpool making an appearance.
I mean, I don't doubt
it. I don't think it's going to be a part of it, but
Deadpool was a bad example. Because he could show up in anything.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying like this would be the perfect thing to kind of show him real quick, because we're going through different universes. Want to have it be quick, like, oh, hey, you know, type of things. Like, okay, wrong universe.
Besides Deadpool, you know.
Little cameo.
Like, besides Deadpool, though, you know, like, who would actually show up in a fucking Doctor Strange movie? Like, somebody, like, in that feel, in that realm, you know? That's what I was wondering about. I think Mephisto, who's basically the devil of Marvel Universe.
But I'm like, expecting new shit that they have licenses to now. Because feel like Mephisto has been a given.
New shit is new shit.
Okay.
People that they've never shown before. Who do you think is up there? Someone kind of related to that world. Because I don't know. I feel like their movies always kind of feel a theme. Even when you get a new character, they kind of feel the theme of that movie a little bit, you know?
We don't know what the feel is, though, right now.
Magic. Sorcerers. Multiverse, you know? Magic and sorcerers, I guess, more. Because they already said that there's going to be appearances by Clea, Brother Voodoo, like magic users, you know?
Okay. I don't know enough magic users in the Marvel Universe to even have an opinion right now.
We already know Scarlet Witch for sure.
No, we already got Dormammu. Fuck.
Yeah, Dormammu. Yeah, there you go. Maybe he'll show up.
Bring him back.
I'm actually down for Dormammu to come back, dude. Like, yeah, show me.
Technically, he's not dead.
No, he's just backed off.
Yeah, he's just like, all right, not fucking with you no more.
And the time stone's gone.
Right? Real Scarlet Witch will introduce all the mutants, or Reed Richards. Ooh.
Okay.
She'll introduce another world or universe and merge them with Tech and be the next Iron Man. So that's Tech's theory. He was also saying in chat, though, but Disney Plus play nice with the MCU? But we kind of know they are kind of trying that.
Disney Plus is like bending to Feige's will, so they have to play.
Yeah,
this.
Like, and then
Feige's directing all their shows.
Yeah, and that's what Kugo said right now. Apparently, it's all under Feige now, so everything should work now.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not coming out on some random ABC channel.
Yeah, those
even
ones,
if it does, as long as Feige's in control in some way.
Yeah. All right.
But I honestly don't know who to expect, but I'm down for whatever.
I guess we'll have to see very soon.
Yeah, because like we don't know where this universe or how's going yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we won't know anything until maybe Internals.
Yeah, I feel like even then we may not know. Like I want.
Yeah, I feel like even then we're gonna be still in the dark. Like something is coming.
But we don't.
But
know.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. All right. With that being said, let's jump into the music of the week.
Music power.
I've never been that on it before.
That was pretty perfect.
I know, right? All right, it's part of the show where we take a break. It's also part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to. This Baby Yoda on screen is kind of creepy, though.
He's tripping me out. My song is Major by Young Dolph. I don't know much about him, but this song was dope.
My track, I forgot what it was. But I can't even pronounce it. Stetsasonic?
Stetasonic. Oh, yeah,
Ghost Status 1?
Ooh.
Or Ghost Status I? I think it's Ghost Status 1.
Can't wait to hear that.
But it's my track. I heard it once. I want to hear it again. But yeah, that's going to be our music of the week for now. And we'll see you back after this music break.
I better get that shit on my seats, bro. Mobbing in the Bentley smoking moon. Hey, rocks. Hey. Pocket full of motherfucking blue. Guap. Half an ounce in my Gucci tube. Slash bad bitch snatching.
Come here.
Baby mama mad. She said you live like a bachelor.
So what?
Sold 100 pounds and gave 10% to the pastor.
Church.
Keep going up the ladder.
Hey.
They mad, make them madder.
Hey.
Told my son when I'm gone, you gon' be a rich little bastard.
Yeah.
Pointers on me hitting. Leave a bitch dizzy. All my old bitches feeling salty. Yeah, yeah. MID, I'm talking about why you dog me. Yeah, yeah. But I still miss you. Can you call me? Yeah, I heard ain't shit changed that you still balling. Yeah, yeah. She used to bust them scripts for me at Walgreens.
Pull up.
Smuggling narcotics was my calling.
Hey,
hey. Foes on the Mercedes, that's major. Whole gang going crazy, that's major. Millions on the table, that's major. I turn dirt into diamonds, that's major. You searching for fame?
Damn.
I became a superstar.
Deliverance is me but smooth. Stands out like a winner at your favorite tune. All attention is released upon the call of the beat. As you rock along to a funky treat.
Like a torch, we're keeping you active. Our rhythm will hold you captive. With the fakeness of the poem we sing, marketing to the top with the style that's addicting. No doubt about what we capture, another classical treasure. So productive and effective, chalk it up as a jam that's splendid.
It ain't nothing like hip-hop music. You like it cause you choose it. Most DJs won't refuse it. A lot of sucker MCs misuse it. Don't think that Stead can lose it. Too much to gain to abuse this. The name of the game is Rapture. This song is complete and captured. Great.
Right out. Yeah. Oh, we're back.
Wait, I don't think I'm back yet. Am I back now?
Yeah, you're back. You're just talking really quietly.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and again, my song was Young Dolph Major. Yeah, it was all right. I was like, the other, I heard a new person that I can actually understand. It's pretty cool. AJ?
Mine was Setsasonic with a track called Ghost Etsa 1. I believe is what it is. And I finally know why I have this song, because usually I like hear tracks and I'll note it, take a picture of the screen or whatever, so I can remember it. And now I remember why this song was an option for me. It's because now that one line, it ain't nothing like hip-hop music. Not only has T heard it in a song before, but it's also a sample that they use in The Groove. It's a DDR clone type of game. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the songs where that's like on repeat, that one line in there. Well, there's parts of it. But like, I always wonder, like, where is that from? And it sounds like LL Cool J a little bit in it.
It does sound a little bit like
and
him.
So I thought it was an LL Cool J track that I just never came across of. And I heard it in this one day. I was like, holy shit, this is what it is.
Hey, you want to know something crazy? You know who was fucking performing at the ball drop for LA?
No.
Fucking LL Cool J.
Oh, shit. I think Blue was there.
I don't know. All I know is that LL Cool J fucking did a full performance, bro. I was
that's
like,
crazy. What and the fuck he did some 80s
shit. He did some 90s shit. He did some 2000s shit. And I was like, yo.
That's fucking crazy.
He had backup dancers, bro. He had the old as school look should. And shit. Even did Mama Said Knock You Out. I was like, oh, shit.
Damn, that's crazy.
The only one I was sad he didn't do was Who Do You Love, you know? Mm-hmm. What is it called? Well, I can't never remember the name of it until it's too late. The one he did with not En Vogue. You know what I'm talking about.
Fuck.
Just because he's dressed with cash doesn't mean...
Lounging?
Lounging. That's it, Lounging. Yeah,
there's another
you.
One that I can never remember the name of it. I know Lounging's one of them, and there's one other one.
No, you got it. That was Lounging.
It was Lounging, yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad we can't fade this episode at the end with that song. Like, that'd be funny. Like, but anyway.
Anyway, that was our music of the week. And now, our predictions. So I'm going to play last year's, like a little clip, just so we can hear ourselves talk about what our predictions were, and then we can discuss how right or how wrong we were.
I hate to hear myself, but all right, go. All right, I think Captain America is going to die.
Actually, we can't even hear
it,
which sucks. Oh, okay, that's a good one. I like that. So we got Captain America dying. I can second that, too. I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's
I think
too many
Iron
things.
Man's going to live,
extra
Captain
life.
I'm talk over
die.
You.
I think so, too.
Or they'll both die.
Oh, shit, that's...
I don't think Thor's going anywhere.
No, I don't think so, either. There he goes. My predictions, I have a few here. I think we'll get a Switch Pro system. I hope we do.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Sounds right.
I think by the end of the year, we'll hear something from Disney about an X-Men movie or something X-Men related.
Maybe some after credit scene in one
maybe
of the movies.
Maybe some little hint at the very least that they are working on something. I don't think we'll get a movie this year, but we'll definitely get word that they're doing something with that.
By the way, I think I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
With what?
So that was old school. So one prediction I had was that Nintendo will come up with a Switch Pro. We got a Switch Lite instead.
Yeah, that's close. You're pretty close. Yeah. All right.
The second thing I said is that we'll get some type of hint about X-Men. Maybe not a movie or anything like that announced, but just some type of hint. And I would say this. Feige did say at Comic-Con, he's like, don't forget, we haven't even talked about mutants yet. That's all he said, though. Mm-hmm. I would say That's a hint. I will take that one. I'll take a point for that.
Okay, I guess that's something. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's
we got a hint that they're going to be working on it. We didn't get anything solid.
He told us, though.
But he said mutants. I was like, okay.
And he said, and he clarified after that, when he says mutants, he means X-Men and Deadpool. He said, I put them all in the same category.
Oh, he did even so further confirm it.
He clarified, so you're right.
All right. That's cool. All right, let's go back to the rest of this.
Done this year.
All right. Anyways, Sony Experience. So we know PlayStation dropped out of E3. I feel like we'll get word of their new system, PS5, at their PlayStation Experience. No, that didn't happen. Not the PlayStation Experience. And also, I'm going to say the new Pokemon game coming out this year sometime in November with, I'm going to say, 90 new mons.
I
was wrong.
How many new mons did we get?
80.
You're close. All right.
I was close by 10.
And when did it actually come out?
It did come out in November.
Oh, shit.
So that was cool. All right, let's go
AJ
back.
AJ is our I'm new Nostradamus. I'm going to say 90.
Why 90? I have no clue.
What are they going to make them out of now?
I don't know, but it's a new gen. There's always new fucking Pokemon.
It's going to be a headset Pokemon.
That was wrong. Oh, there was no headset Pokemon.
Fuck.
And then my last one that I can think of, Disney Plus. I think it's going to be $15 a month.
Wrong.
Wrong.
The Disney Plus one was super
that
wrong.
That was super surprising, right?
But I think they were counting on people to think what you were thinking.
Yeah, right?
You know, like, that's what they wanted.
That's crazy. All right, let's go back.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Which comes out in a couple weeks.
Everyone's going to hate it.
Whoa.
I said what? Everyone's going to hate what?
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Well, everyone didn't hate it, right?
I don't know if anyone hated it. Honestly, I didn't hear too much about it.
I feel like it broke even.
I think it broke even, too.
Yeah, because I know there's some people that really liked it, and there's some people that are like, oh, it could have been better.
Yeah, but I don't think I've heard anyone straight out just hate the thing.
No, yeah, I don't think I heard it. So I think I was wrong on that one.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't even played any of them, so I'm not one to say, but I think everyone's going to hate it.
Damn. Oh, I got one more I want to put out there. Evo, I feel like we'll get new Street Fighter character announcements at Evo this year. I was right.
We did?
Yeah, we did get Street Fighter. We got E-Honda.
Oh, that's right. We did get E-Honda.
And someone else. We got two characters that were announced
at Evo.
Low-key,
that's kind of an easy win, though. They always give us new Street Fighter characters.
We don't always get new announcements of new characters at Evo.
I feel like we usually do.
You think so? Because usually it leaks somehow, or we get like a trailer for it. Like we hear about, oh, it's coming, and then they'll show us a trailer later on at Evo.
I guess I'm just thinking specifically about Street Fighter 4 Super and Street Fighter 4 Ultimate Ultra. They gave us a new character each time, but maybe it's just those now that I think about it.
Yeah, I don't think we ever got a straight up new character announcement at Evo before.
No, we have.
I don't think so. You think so?
Dude, when Ultra came out, that's where they told us about 3 out of the 4 new characters. They didn't tell us who the last one was, remember? That was like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. For sure, they told us about 3 out of 4 new characters at Evo.
Anyways, that happened.
Called it.
Let's go back. Because right now they say they have no plans for new characters right now, but I think they're just holding off. I think they got some new plan.
Lie.
I think they'll tell us at Evo because they've done that before.
Why you got to lie?
Yeah, I even said it right there. Okay, fine.
I'm going to say DLC for Smash Brothers Conquer. I was wrong.
Yeah, so off.
Really? Him with machine guns.
Damn.
Will be his weapon.
I'm still
crazy like that.
We'll see.
I'm actually sad.
The whole plan
wrong.
For this is to come out this episode one. Next year and see if we were right on anything. All right. And then right, back to the beginning.
I think Captain America is going to die in Infinity War.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
I was wrong. Oh,
yeah,
I was
Captain
wrong.
Captain America dying. I can second that, too. I feel like that's going to happen.
I
second
it. We were wrong. Iron Man's going to live and Captain America is going to die.
I think so, too.
Or they'll both die.
Oh, shit.
I don't think Thor's going anywhere.
No, I don't think so either. That was right.
My
predictions, I have a few here. I got
okay,
that's where we began. But, okay, so, yeah, Iron Man died. Wait, spoilers. Iron Man died. Captain America didn't.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. We were actually opposite.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I was, this actually breaks down my whole Avengers prediction that I was saying throughout last year, because I thought we're going to be left with the Mighty Avengers, and that's one of my favorite teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the funny thing. That team is the Wasp, Ares, God of War, Wonder Man, Black Widow, Iron
Dead.
Man. Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So it's funny like how wrong I was. Like,
yeah.
It's funny because I was telling me and one of my friends were like arguing about what the next Avengers team was basically going to be.
Uh-huh.
New Avengers, Mighty Avengers, Young Avengers. Like, who's it going to be, you know? And I was like, oh, for sure it's Mighty Avengers. And that's the one team it absolutely cannot be.
Yeah.
Because, like, the leader's gone. Like, and, like, main members of it are not there now, and I'm like, oh, I guess I'm
not even there yet either.
Or there yet, yeah.
But
I okay, yeah, go on.
Instead of being left with a team, though, we were left with nothing. So
I was surprised at that.
That was like just the wrong inspection, I guess.
Yeah, we were looking at the whole thing the wrong way.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so some predictions, AJ. What you got?
So some 2020 predictions. I made a list here real quick. Honestly, I couldn't think of anything to predict because I haven't heard too many things buzzing that would get me to be like, oh, yeah, that's a for sure thing that could happen. But the only thing I can come up with was Animal Crossing, which is coming out in March. So my prediction is that it's going to be the best-selling Animal Crossing just based off the sales that it does in its first week. Hmm. Like, because right now that game's going to be on... Because previously we got it on consoles and then we got it on handheld, right? And so it's never been on both at once in a way, right? Okay. And right now the Switch is both handheld, you know, portable, and it's also a home console. So that this might help it explode in a bigger way.
I can see that.
So that's where I'm going with my prediction for Animal Crossing New Horizons coming out in March. That's going to be the best-selling Animal Crossing of all time. And we'll be able to see that in the first week. Okay. That's only a prediction I can come up with. Because honestly, I can't say too much about anything else because I honestly don't know what to think of.
I think we're going to see Silver Surfer this year.
That's what you're saying?
Silver Surfer. And I think we're also going to get an announcement of Daredevil being Charlie Cox this year.
Or Charlie Cox being Daredevil.
Whichever comes first. Whichever comes first. I do think that, okay. Yes, I think those are the two things. Those are my two Marvel predictions. For video game predictions, I'm going to say... Ooh. Dragon Ball FighterZ 2.
You think so already?
I think so.
Damn.
Announcement. I'm not saying it's going to come out. I think by the end of this year, they're going to announce Dragon Ball FighterZ 2. Could be wrong. You know, I don't know. But you know,
interesting. Just throw it out there. We'll see. You know what I wanted to say, but I have no evidence to go off of either?
Like, we don't need evidence. This is predictions.
Okay, fine. No. So we'll get a... an announcement for a new Pokemon. So, like, because it's happened before where we got
the middle game.
Not the middle game, but it's always the remake, right? The HD version of something. So maybe we'll finally get our Diamond and Pearl remake.
Oh, I would love that. Okay.
Based off this new engine from Sword and Shield. And then maybe the year after we'll get, like, Sword and Shield 2 or whatever they want to do, or Gun, whatever, right? But
that's what it's called. Cannon.
Cannon, that'd be cool. But you know what, thinking about it, because I was thinking, like, okay, Pokemon game in November, right? That's what they've been doing for a while, but they've also done new Pokemon games in March before too. So I'm gonna say we'll get an announcement for remake of Pearl, or Diamond and Pearl, but coming out for 2021 in March. I'm gonna go with that. I feel confident in that. No game this year, just an announcement of the new game, the remake.
Okay, I can see that.
That's about all I can really come up with right now, because I thought about it too. I'm like, what can I come up with for this year? Like, I have nothing to go off of.
All right, other predictions then?
That's my only prediction. I can't come up with anything else, unless you can come up with something else right now.
I think Dragon Ball the movie, we're gonna get an announcement for Dragon Ball the movie.
Like an animated one?
No, live action.
A live action one?
Yes.
Whoa, okay.
I think it'll be towards the end of the year, but I do think it's about time. Like, okay. There's too many badass movies that have come out now, which I'll talk more about that when we talk about our decade stuff. Okay. But there's too many badass movies and too many anime-related movies that have come out that have done it right. That, like, it's about time for them to start thinking about Dragon Ball. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we took enough time away from Evolution now.
Yeah.
You know, let's start having a Japanese company team up with an American company and make a fucking dope-ass Dragon Ball movie.
Something along the lines of, like, Kenshin and all that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something along those lines.
Because they've done a few of those recently, and then they've turned out pretty good. At least better than, you know, probably what it could be done in America, right?
Right.
Like, even like Full Metal Alchemist, you know, for people that hated it, you know, it was close to being good, though. It was like... You almost got it just right. I was actually happy with it.
They looked. I hated it, but they look good. I like certain things about it that I didn't ever think they were gonna get right.
Yeah,
like Alphonse. Like, I never thought they would get him right. But right, he was good.
That was cool. Yeah. So okay, I'll give you that. They're probably gonna take that big leap into actually doing a Dragon Ball one. Yeah, that's like a big franchise.
Yeah,
that they fucked it up once.
And they tested the ground. You know, they've done throughout this decade. They've done that. They've done you know, Bleach. They've done Lupin the Third. Mm-hmm. Rurouni Kenshin, like,
they've gotten away with some pretty decent successes throughout the time. You know, true. So I feel like now is about time to take a shot at Dragon Ball again. So I'm gonna say that. Other cool things.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what can I predict with Marvel, but I honestly, I don't know where they're going right now. Like yeah, I said, we're left with nothing.
They don't. Well, I mean, if you're a comic fan, I feel like you could see some options, but like I know, like with what they've given us, it's kind of hard to say what's exactly going to come next.
Yeah, because next thing is that Black Widow movie. So Black Widow, you know, I feel like Black Widow. Here's a prediction. I don't think it's going to be as big in the box office like all the other previous movies. I feel like it's going to do like Thor, you know, 1 and 2. Levels.
The only reason I disagree is because everyone's clamoring for Marvel movies. Like they picked a healthy space away from Far From Home.
Mm-hmm. Far From Home.
Yeah, that people are fucking begging for more.
You think so?
That it was because it's coming out in May.
Yeah, wow, it's still a while away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people are gonna be like, "Yo, where's the fucking next Marvel movie?"
Yeah,
and you're gonna get this little 8-episode miniseries come out, and you're like,
"I could be completely wrong." Yeah,
yeah, and people are like, "Yeah, that's cool, but where's the fucking movie?" You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I feel like people are gonna go nuts when Black Widow comes out just because it's fucking Marvel.
And then Eternals is later on.
Yeah,
which is I feel like is like a Guardians of this, you know, phase.
It's gonna steal it. It's bro. Gonna be. It's gonna steal with comedy. I think you're right. I think they're gonna be funny. They're gonna be fun to get in.
Because Eternals is like that like well like how Guardians was weird because it was like in space and with these weird characters, but it was good. So yeah. I feel like Eternals is gonna be the same thing where these new characters that we don't know what they're about at all, where they're from, but we're gonna watch it and like oh shit that was a good movie. All right. So
how about this? If you were to pick one popular Marvel character that you think they'll surprise introduce this year,
Doom. Wait.
Damn.
I want Doom. I want to see Doom.
Hey, me too, bro. Doom is my favorite Marvel villain. I would love to see Doom.
I want to see a Doom.
That would be great.
That would be cool.
That's a good one. Okay. Any other predictions?
I got no other prediction. Like I said, I was struggling to come up with a
prediction.
I got one more.
Robert Pattinson's Batman movie is going to kick ass.
Okay. Is that coming out this year?
Oh, shit. It might be 2021. I'm not sure.
Okay, then hold that off to next year then.
Fuck.
Yeah, actually, I saw a lot of predictions that I wanted to make too. When I was looking up like things like, when's this movie coming out? I was like, oh, 2021. I was like, okay, I can't say anything about that yet because that's 2021.
Yeah, that's
so that's another reason why like I'm held back from making any weird predictions.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. That makes it tough.
Like I'm scrambling my brain again right now. I can't think of anything else.
I guess that's about it. All right.
Moving on to our highlights for the decade. So it's the year 2020 now. We've gone through 10 years from 2010 all the way to now. And I just wanted to know.
A
lot of weird shit has happened. I just want to know, like, what do you think was, like, the highlight of this past decade? Or, like, what's, like, what kind of defines it for you? You know, what was the best of this decade, in your opinion?
Well, you know, AJ had tasked me to think about these things for a couple days ago. And I gave it a lot of thought, AJ. Do you mind if I give you a runner-up list before I give you my full list?
Okay, sure.
I'm going to give you a runner-up list.
Yeah.
You give me your list, and I'll give you my full list.
You have a runner-up list, too? I don't have a runner-up list, but I had things that I wanted to say that was this decade, and it happened to be the previous decade. I was like, oh, shit, I was just 2 or 3 years short.
I had to look
up... But I'll give you those.
I had to look up a couple things to make sure it was in the decade. So here's the runners-up. Best movie thing to come out, to, like, change shit in the decade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say, in general, the MCU...
Yeah.
This is a runner-up, by the way. Runner-up. MCU is like, man, holy shit. Like, what the fuck are we doing right now? Like,
Avengers 1 was this decade.
Avengers came out 2012.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Like, it's the first superhero team movie. There's literally never been one.
Like, it collaborated 5 other movies before that mm-hmm. to give you this one.
It's a proper team movie. Like, technically, yeah, you have X-Men, you have Suicide Squad, but really, a real team that conglomerated from multiple... franchises,
movies.
Just like how the comic books are. That's the first one they ever did, and it fucking worked.
Yeah.
Now we fucking finished their arc within a 10-year span.
True.
We've seen 4 Avenger movies.
Yeah. It's been crazy.
That's a great runner-up. Comic book-wise, Saga. That's the one I told you about it. I don't think you've read it yet. Carla's reading it. She loves it. Saga is amazing, man. Like, it's the best thing to happen to one of the best things that happened to comics in the past 10 years, because, like,
when that first one come out?
Fuck. I don't know.
Let me look it up for you real quick.
Yeah, could you? Saga issue 1. I'm pretty sure it was in the past decade. But it's just so good because like, it takes the space opera feel and just did something totally different.
March 2012.
Yes. All right, cool. Saga. It takes the space opera vibe and turns it on its head and makes it a real family-oriented vibe, like a very close-to-home vibe, rather than feeling like you're looking up at the stars in space and shit. You know, like, you actually feel like you're in it.
That's so cool.
So Saga's definitely the good runner-up for me, too. Other runner-up, Tekken 7.
Yeah.
Tekken 7 reignited the fighting game community a little bit.
At least the 3D fighting one.
The 3D fight, yeah. That's why it's a runner-up. Because it reignited only the 3D fighting community. I don't feel like it affected the 2D fighting game community too much. Nah. But, you know, Soul Calibur got serious. Not Virtual Fighter. Fuck, what's the other one?
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive started fucking getting into it, like, after Tekken 7 came out.
Like, yeah, like, 6 came out.
So, I'm really getting handed to Tekken 7, especially since Tekken 6 was such a disappointment. 7 really turned it around and made me feel like, oh, shit, you know, this is dope.
You say now, I'm going to ask something else. So maybe this be a runner-up. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Other runner-ups. I'm killing myself right now. What is it? There's one other runner-up I wanted to say. The Netflix boom. The boom of Netflix.
When did Netflix? I feel like Netflix came out. As far as originals, though.
Yeah, originals.
You know what? I like that.
And streaming.
Yeah.
Creating originals and streaming. Netflix is kind of ahead of the fucking game right now, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's kind of past that now because Hulu and Disney Plus are a thing now.
Yeah.
But Netflix this decade, dude, is fucking killing it. They're iconic, man.
Like, yeah, you know, with originals and all that. I think that's what I feel like. At least this decade, as far as Netflix has gone with originals and all that,
Disney has been crazy.
Like,
yeah, Disney or anybody will never take this away from Netflix. They started this shit, you know?
And they entered content production in 2012.
There you go. I remember I started feeling it around 2014. And I'm always behind on technological shit like this, you know. So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, Netflix, dude, made the convenience of life just change, like, especially for us first world societies, you know. Like,
yeah, because it started off as just DVDs and all that, and the streaming thing was a kind of a thing. But I don't think internet was good enough.
Yeah, no
that
one
people
cared.
Wanted to do it.
Yeah, people would rather get. That's how bad it was back then before Netflix took it seriously.
Not only that, but the catalog wasn't that good yet either. There was a bunch of just crap on there.
Yeah,
and all the good shit was in DVDs.
Yeah, and that's why before you can get all of Game of Thrones on the DVDs. You could never stream it. You still can't stream it. To this day, you can't stream it unless you have HBO. So I think that basically caps off my, last one. The Return of Star Wars.
It's a runner-up. Okay, yeah. I think it's a runner-up.
I don't think I have to say why it's a runner-up. It's just a runner-up.
We just kind of talked about it a little bit in the beginning of the episode, so
although
I get that.
I will point out one thing. As bad as these new Star Wars movies are, as, like, unfaithful as some of them can be to, like, what we know about Star Wars, I still say fuck episode 1 and 2 more than the new ones. Episode 1 and 2 are really fucking bad. When I go back, because I had some friends I was showing Star Wars this past 3 years ago, like showing them everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I showed them episode 1, bro, it was hard for me to fucking stay interested. And I'm like, ugh, I can't. I felt dumb. I'm like, I'm showing this person this fucking movie. And they're like, this is connected to all this stuff? Like,
unfortunately.
And I was like, man, I knew they were bad, but I never really, like, realized how bad they are. Like,
you were embarrassed.
Yeah, I was embarrassed as I was showing it to him. Like, dude, man, I shouldn't even show him this shit.
I can understand that about episode 1. Episode 2 was okay. It was a lot better.
Yeah, 2's better, but, like, when you really look at... here's something else that you probably don't want to think about. I feel bad telling you. When you really look at the plot of episode 2, it really fucks it up, dude.
I actually want to see it again just to, like, understand it more again.
Well, that's the thing.
I feel like when I go back over something, like, second or third time, I really fucking get it.
I don't think that'll happen this time. That's the reason because, one thing, just real briefly, I'll say, it's really weird how Palpatine wants Padme assassinated towards the beginning of the movie. And halfway through the movie, he decides he doesn't want her assassinated. There's no fucking attempts on her life, no nothing. And he leaves her alone. He even talks with her and hangs out with her and has a little conversation with her. She's fine. She's safe, right? And at the very end of the movie, he puts her in that fucking citadel to get killed again. And you're like, wait. So you decided she should live, and you decided she shouldn't live. But, like, why did you do that? And then, like, for the assassins, he hired an assassin to hire an assassin who sent worms after her to kill her. And you're like, what's up with this triple removed fucking... I feel like you guys are just filling the movie up with time right now.
Maybe it's what it was.
And, dude, when you watch it again, you're like, I feel like that was unnecessary. That was to fill the time.
That's
like,
funny.
So anyway, forget about it. All right, so those are my runner-ups. AJ?
Just to read in chat real quick, Tech says, the rise and fall of Star Wars of this decade. And then Cuckoo says, a lot of sci-fi series were ruined, like Aliens.
Hey, he's right. Low-key, he's right. Like, sci-fis that got murdered this fucking decade.
I did put this this question out on Twitter, too, and Richie Manic respond saying he's obsessed with Joker 2019. So I guess that's one thing for his highlight is Joker. No, obsessed with it, he said.
Oh, yeah, that was great, yeah. You know what? I agree with him. That was smart because, mark my words, AJ, that was the beginning of the villain trend. In the next 3 years, okay, you want to give a prediction?
Oh, another prediction. Whoa.
In the next 3 to 5 years, there will be villain super movies. Super villain movies. Specifically about super villains. And that was the beginning. Was
Joker?
Joker.
I mean, Suicide Squad?
Kind of. Okay, I mean, I guess technically, yeah, you give it to them, but it wasn't good. You know what I mean? It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay, but like, it's just not good. You know, it doesn't like blow you away at all. And Venom?
Oh, and then actually, oh yeah, Venom was a thing?
No. I was going to say, Venom is not.
Oh, really?
Because they played him like a superhero.
Okay.
You know, like, I mean, he did some dark things here and there.
Okay, I haven't seen Joker, so I'm not sure how much of a villain he actually proves himself throughout the thing.
Oh, yeah, he's 100%.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool. Cuckoo also says Black Adam with The Rock, will it be good? And that's a villain movie, right?
I'm going to say Black Adam with The Rock is not going to be. I want it to be good, but I just really don't trust The Rock to lead a serious movie. I just don't. I want to, but I just don't see it. Hopefully I'm proven wrong. Tech Skater might
Avenger
have a...
Infinity War did it first.
He might have a point. Hmm. Actually, Tech Skater might have a point. Technically, Avengers Infinity War of 2018 is really the first supervillain movie.
Yeah, because it focuses on Thanos, really.
But not really.
And he ends up winning.
But not really. It focuses on both Thanos and the Avengers. It shows both sides.
True.
But technically, since he won, Tech Skater can make an argument. He's not wrong.
I get that.
He can make an argument saying it's a Thanos movie.
That's a stepping stone toward that direction, though, right?
Exactly. And the fact that he won at the end almost makes the Avengers the villain. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter how right they are. Technically, they're the antagonist to his hero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you look at it, like, focus on him.
And he won. And you know, he had the hero's journey. He won.
If the ending of a movie should be that someone wins, and that's the hero of the movie, then yes.
He's got it. Yeah, right? So I don't officially agree with that, but I'll definitely give Tech Skater the point that, yeah, that's kind of the beginning of all this. Yeah. Like, you know.
All right, so some of my runner-ups that I wanted to be runner-ups or like part of this decade thing, but then I realized, no, I'm like
a
couple years off.
So you have a runner-up list too. Nice, nice. Okay.
A little bit. Well, I'm only making it a runner-up list only because they couldn't make the cut for this decade. But I was going to say shit like music games like Guitar Hero and Rock Band, but that was all like 2008, 2009. I was like, oh, shit, I was so close. So that's one thing I wanted to say. There's something else I wanted to say, like, oh, yeah, what about this? And that ended up being like that decade too. That's one thing I was really hoping for that was this decade, like in the beginning, but it wasn't. In a way, that shit kind of died this decade. Only thing that made it into this decade was DJ Hero 2.
Yeah, true.
And that was this decade. That was like 2010 or 2011. DJ Hero 1 was like 2009. I was like, fuck. So close. Actually, I don't have any runner-ups because a lot of the shit you said, I guess one runner-up, I would say because you mentioned it, Mortal Kombat. Made a pretty good comeback this decade.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, because it wasn't doing that good. Even the beginning of the decade wasn't doing that good. But then Mortal Kombat came out, like the what they just called Mortal Kombat. I think it was 9 or X. You know, that was pretty good. And it's making its ways back up. I haven't tried it myself yet, but I know it's doing good.
People liked it.
People like it, yeah. And then I guess overall, like fighting games and just overall in general, have been doing good this decade. Starting with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And that came out in 2011.
Okay.
So that started off a trend. And then, as you said, Tekken 7, Soul Calibur 6. And then, like, you know, just the whole boom for, like, the FGC, for the fighting game community,
my choice for that. I want to hear what you think about my choice. But anyway, go on.
All right. But, yeah, as far as this decade goes, I think definitely the fighting game community is growing and building up. I mean, we got EVO on ESPN, man.
Yeah.
Like, that was a big thing, right?
Yeah, that's a big thing.
So I think that's definitely a good highlight for this decade for sure. And then you want to get into actual things now, I guess?
All right. I'll go first, and then you want to hit after that, or do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll give you one. Actually, just because you talked about it, the whole MCU thing. I think that's a big highlight for this decade because it was your runner-up, but I think it's the main thing for me just because all that connection they did and all this interweaving of all these movies, it's like you said, it's never been done before.
Oh, when you point it out like that, that's true, the interweaving. Well, yeah. I'm not going to go as far as to say it's never been done before because I always say...
Never been done correctly and just...
Okay,
onto that scale, like where it was actually appreciated and people were like looking forward to it.
Yep, you're right. Because I was gonna counter with the old school horror movies because you know the Wolfman, Frankenstein, the Mummy.
They're connected.
Dude,
oh, snaps.
They are connected. Yeah, and there's even one movie called Frankenstein versus Wolfman, and that fucking draws the whole thing together. And that's why I always say they were the first connected universe.
Yeah, I was about to bring up too. Cuckoo's brought it up. The Dark Universe failed though, and I think they're trying to redo that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
The remake of the Mummy.
Because I feel like they watched the Marvel movies and they're like, oh, you know what? Technically, the horror movies did it first. I feel like whoever was in charge of this Dark Universe was watching the Marvel movies and they're like, oh, you know what? Technically, we did like these horror
and
movies
and
try
to bring
first.
It back. Yeah,
and it didn't work because like y'all aren't fucking doing anything original.
Text like Godzilla did it first.
I mean, yeah, I guess technically, but they're all from Godzilla's.
They're all
universe.
Godzilla's universe.
Yeah, they're all his universe. They all spin off from him. It don't count if you're spinoffs from Godzilla. It's if you have your own fucking franchise going, that's different. They all got their franchise from Godzilla, so Tech Skater, that don't count really. But
yeah, it's like it'd be the other way around. That's all these other random people.
Yeah,
and they come together.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
they're
no.
all like interweaved together.
Yeah, don't count. All right, so the real thing. So I broke this up into somewhat unfocused categories because we cover a lot of things here unfocused.
Yeah.
Movie-wise, the first thing I'm going to say, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Hmm.
I feel like that...
I like that movie, too.
And the reason I say that...
Was that this decade?
It was the beginning of people fucking with pop culture that you and I love, AJ.
True, yeah. That was like the first maybe pop culture, like nerd type of thing.
Nerd thing.
That was actually good.
Yep, it was.
Because like people have done it before and it was always like, okay, that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
2010. August 13th, 2010.
I know. I looked it up because I wanted to be sure before I said it.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, 100%. So I'll say even before MCU, I would give it, that's the only reason I didn't pick MCU. I give it to Scott Pilgrim.
Hmm.
Because to have competent fight scenes in some nerd shit, that was never done.
Like, to actually, like, take those type of moments seriously, right?
Yeah, to take it seriously, like, but still make it feel nerdy. And but then when the fight happens, you took the fight seriously.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't done before, you know?
That's
like,
true.
And then, like, Winter Soldier hadn't come out yet. So you can't say that someone had done that yet. So I'm gonna give it to Scott Pilgrim for movies. That's personal. For streaming shows, I'm gonna give it to Stranger Things.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking that too when we're talking about Netflix.
Yeah, Stranger Things is very special, very unique. We've never seen nothing like that. It blends a lot of genres, mainly horror, but it also has a lot of nostalgia, a lot of action, a lot of drama vibes.
Sci-fi stuff,
yeah. We never really got that. Televised TV shows. I mean, I don't think I really have to say it. Game of Thrones.
I was like,
I don't have to say it, bro. I didn't like the ending. I don't love the show as a whole because of what happened.
Yeah.
However, I cannot argue how monumental and how influential Game of Thrones was.
Yeah, to everybody. Like, everyone was talking about that.
That's why everyone takes our shows seriously now. That's why I have my Titan show, where they took that shit seriously and put the budget and a real writer to a fucking hour-long superhero show.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, bro. If we didn't have Game of Thrones, they wouldn't have done it. Lost in Space, you know, like the fact they took Lost in Space serious and gave it 40 minutes.
Lost in Space, what's that one?
Netflix.
Oh.
You know the Lost in Space show that they have on Netflix?
I don't know it, but okay.
You know about that?
No, I don't.
Bro, it was
I'm thinking about it, and I've seen it on Netflix sometimes, too.
As long as you've seen it on there, that's fine.
Yeah, I've seen it on there.
But, like, that show's really fucking good. But, like, a show like that would not have been possible without Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Doom Patrol. I say it's the best superhero TV show made, period.
Nice.
Game of Thrones. Like, you just would not have had it taken so seriously without Game of Thrones, you know?
It
changed the game.
All right,
so
I like that.
That's televised TV. Comic book-wise, my runner-up was Saga. My winner is House of X. Hmm. And it's a stealer because it just came out this year at the very end of 2019, in the second half.
Yeah.
It literally stole the fucking show at the, you know what they call it in the basketball game? In the you know, the last minute of the fourth quarter, you know, like from downtown, the 3-point shot.
Right.
I gotta give it to House of X, bro. I've never seen people change X-Men that much
And it's been going good. And
everyone fucking likes it. Like, the first issue of it is worth fucking $300 and shit like that. Like,
that's crazy.
And it's only came out a few months ago. Like, that's crazy. Like, in that short amount of time, like, it's crazy. And the story's well written. Like, mm-hmm. you can't beat that, bro. That's so lucky.
All right, I like this.
So that's for comics. Okay, I'm gonna skip this one first because I think you want to hear the one I want to talk about last. Music wise, the band called The Internet. I love them. They came from Odd Future, mm-hmm. who blew up in this whole last 10 years or so. Maybe it'd be a little older now that I think about it.
I don't know much about the internet. But I don't have anything for music either.
The band The Internet came from the group Odd Future. Sid the Kid. She made her group. You know, they're musicians. They play music, and mm-hmm. she's the singer. They're fucking amazing. They play every genre. Like, and all their albums are good. I have not heard a bad album from The Internet.
I got to hear more of their stuff. Cause I think only heard like one or two albums so far. So
I think I have all four on there. You can get them if you want the other two.
Okay.
But The Internet was a great fucking thing for this past decade to me, because it feels soul, it feels R&B, sometimes it feels rocky, you know, but like, you know, it's fucking good music, like from the heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. All right, so that kills the music one. All right, anime wise I just can't argue with
this is one thing I was waiting for you to I want to hear your opinion on the anime. I don't have anything for anime, but I wanted to hear what you wanted to say about anime.
I didn't give a runner-up before, so I'll say it now. My Hero Academia. Because they combined American superheroes and Japanese superheroes and made it into one fucking story, like, that makes both people happy. Americans love it, Japanese people love it.
Okay, so I gotta check it out.
That's runner-up, though.
Yeah.
The winner, Attack on Titan.
Oh, true.
Dude, Attack on Titan
And Tech said the same thing.
Oh, he felt the same way.
He said it right when you said it.
Attack on Titan, bro, period. Like you said, period afterwards. Yeah. Attack on Titan is a conversation ender. There's nothing like Attack on Titan. There's things that have themes from Attack on Titan, like feels, mm-hmm. some things that kind of took it more serious like Attack on Titan, but no. Attack on Titan is the first thing to fucking fully commit and be like, we're killing off main characters. Sorry, you have to deal with it.
Damn,
you know,
the Game of Thrones of anime?
The Game of Thrones of anime, bro. Damn. Like, I always say One Piece is the Game of Thrones of anime because of the scale and the drama, but really, as far as killing main characters goes, Attack on Titan, bro.
That's crazy. Okay.
It's nuts. And then the last one, I'm sure AJ wanted to hear this. The video game world. Specifically the fighting game world. What was the most influential in the past 10 years? I could almost say it's kind of a show stealer, too, because it's only a couple years old. Dragon Ball FighterZ.
You think so? Okay.
And I'll tell you why, for multiple reasons. One, that game is amazing, first off. I know you didn't really fucking fuck with it properly, but...
Not properly. I mean, it was a good game, but as far as, like a game, it just felt like a normal... Not normal, but it felt like a good game. That's really all I got out of it, just because I don't know anything about Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, that's why I bring it up. Yeah. Because you can play it.
But I can appreciate that, though.
Yeah, but I know you can.
Yeah.
But the reason I put that on that list is because you can play that fighting game and not know shit about Dragon Ball and still be into it. Yeah. Like, there's people that play... Here's the line in the sand. People that play Street Fighter hardcore and never watch Dragon Ball will fucking play that shit and get good at it in the tournament. Happened.
Yeah.
And that's never happened to an anime game ever in history. Anime game has never been taken that serious.
Because there's other anime games like BlazBlue is considered like an anime game and stuff like that.
That's a cheat.
And because people call this genre like anime fighters, anime 2D fighters, like Guilty Gear is like another one.
I think that's cheating.
Even though they're pretty good, no one takes them that seriously like Street Fighter. But Dragon Ball Z kind of broke that barrier.
Yeah. And I feel like that's something
Or at least made it more popularized in some way.
No, you're right. I feel like it broke that barrier because people, like I said, you have people playing that only play Street Fighter and Capcom are now playing Dragon Ball FighterZ and taking it like to a serious level and trying to play tournaments with it. Like Wong plays fucking FighterZ.
Yeah, Jay Wong, yeah.
He would never play Budokai, which was the best Dragon Ball game before FighterZ, and that fucker wouldn't touch Budokai because it's like it's not a real game. And he plays FighterZ. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that says enough to me.
True.
I'm like, FighterZ is dope for that reason.
And then friggin' Dragon Ball FighterZ has one of the best rivalries, too. Fucking Sonic Fox and Goichi.
Yeah. There's that, too. One of the best rivalries.
Yeah.
The fact that it brought a whole... Because, you know, they had one of the biggest tournament when it came out, it had one of the biggest tournament showouts ever.
Xenoverse was like Cliff Notes for the show. Oh, okay, he's giving me tips, I suppose.
Yeah.
Thanks, Man Bevo. Also, Texas Red Dead for the decade. Interesting. Ooh. Oh, that yeah, there were two games.
Oh, fuck. Decade. He's that's a good right. One. That's a good one, Tech. Yeah. Red Dead Redemption would have been a good choice. I didn't think about that.
But you didn't play it, though, so.
No, I didn't.
This is more your opinion.
Yeah, more my opinion, especially for the world I know, which is the fighting game world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Dragon Ball FighterZ really fucking shook it up. That was around the same time Tekken 7 came out, too. So to me, that whole tumultuous moment where 2D games were shaking up and 3D games were shaking up,
mm-hmm.
I felt like I was hearing a little bit more about Dragon Ball FighterZ than Tekken. So I'm going to say Dragon Ball FighterZ changed the fighting game world.
Okay.
You know, dare I say the video game world in general. Because none of us ever thought a Dragon Ball game would be fucking seriously considered an Evo. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and that ends my list.
All right. Well, my list isn't as detailed as yours. I only got like 3 things.
That's fine.
Actually, 2 things. I already mentioned the other ones. But Pokemon Go was a huge thing.
How did I not think about that?
That just changed like mobile gaming and just the way we can look at gaming in general.
That's actually another category on my shit that I didn't cover.
Mobile gaming has always been weird though with everybody. Like people who just never play games like it. And people that actually play games like just keep away from like, no, this is stupid.
But as we established,
everyone played Pokemon Go.
Everyone played Go, bro. No one could shut up about that.
Yeah, and just that first like couple months though, it was huge. And everyone, you just walked down the street, you saw someone on their phone, you knew. You can hear the music sometimes like, oh, they're playing Pokemon Go now. For like a good year.
For a whole year. I didn't even play it and I knew when people were playing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's still ongoing. It's not as huge for sure. But there's still a lot of people that are still playing it. And sometimes when I'm like driving by somewhere and I know there's like Pokemon like stops right there or a gym there and I see a group of people, I was like, oh, they're doing a raid right now. Or like, oh, there's something going on right now like in the game. I haven't played the game myself in a few months. But you know, if you listen to the show the past couple of years, I was talking about it like every week. Oh, I did this. Oh, I did that. So yeah. And then like me and my girlfriend, Carla, we'll go out together somewhere just to go somewhere just so we can play Pokemon Go. Go to a park, some random mall we've never been to.
Movie theater or something.
Yeah, we'll go somewhere just to play Pokemon Go, just to walk around the area to see like, you know, what type of stops are nearby. We'll go to random places that we've never been just because I knew there was a nest there. Like there's a certain Pokemon that's only there, spawning there right now. Bulbasaur nest. Let's go find a Bulbasaur nest and go get some Bulbasaurs today. So yeah, I think that was a huge game too. Like you can't like, you know, talk about gaming this decade without mentioning that for sure. Other game I would mention too, at least for me, Splatoon.
Oh fuck! How can I forget about Splatoon?
Yeah.
We played that shit nonstop,
especially the first one on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Which the Wii U came out in 2012, so I think Splatoon came out like maybe 2014 or something like that.
2015.
But yeah, I played that shit a ton, a lot. I streamed it so much. Actually, I feel like I got a lot of viewers and followers on this channel only because of Splatoon and how much I was playing that shit.
That shit was pretty
And
lit.
I learned so much. I went so in-depth to that game. Like, how I do, like, fighters sometimes, that's how deep I got into Splatoon.
Mm.
And then Splatoon 2 came out, which is fucking awesome. Unfortunately, I'm not playing that as much, though. But I think that's another, definitely, like, for this decade, that's a game that highlights it for sure. To go back, I thought of other shit for like last decade, like Diablo 2 or StarCraft 2 would be like for last decade was another big game that I really got into.
We should catalog it and fucking put up a list like for fun later on. Yeah?
Tech in chat says, fucker, I've been sending you gifts in Pokemon Go because you can send friends. I forgot you can do that. There's so many unopened gifts. There's so many gifts I sent to people that were like opening everyday gifts and all of a sudden they just stopped. And I was like, oh, they stopped playing. But yeah, Pokemon Go, Splatoon, definitely big things overall for like not only for me this year, but Pokemon Go is overall too. But that's kind of my list. It's not as detailed as yours was. I like your list for sure, but that's the only thing, some highlights for me.
Well, yeah, I think that's some pretty good highlights. Some things to think about and some things that we noticed were big.
Yeah.
So I guess that basically covers it. AJ, Focus Week.
Before we do that, we forgot to talk about this trivia question. From last week. Oh. Last week we asked.
Was that what it was?
I think this is the thing we're talking about. Yeah, I think we're going to do every episode now.
Yeah.
What is the name of the fantasy world in which the Diablo series is set? And actually, Cuckoo said the first thing last week. Sanctuary.
And he's right.
Which console was controversially advertised as the world's first 64-bit console when it, in fact, comprised of two 32-bit processors? I don't even know. I never knew this.
I think I do know the answer to that.
What do you think it is?
No, I'm not going to say.
It's the Atari Jaguar.
I thought we were going to leave it for next week.
No, that was the two questions we asked last week.
Oh, okay.
That's the answers.
Okay, I didn't think it was.
New question. I just took a random thing out of the trivia, video game trivia. Oh, you can't even see it. PT was a playable teaser, and actually what PT stands for, a playable teaser, for which canceled video game? That's a good one. That's very recent. So that's one question for next week that we'll give you answers to. Other one, what group from the Elite Dangerous community is removed for saving players who are stranded in deep space without fuel? The Elite Dangerous group community. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I have no clue. Anyways, we'll answer those questions next week. At the beginning of the show, so I'm going to put this up here so remember, beginning of the show, answer these questions.
Hey, AJ, one other prediction, I think it won't even be this year. What do you think will be the first mutant we see from Marvel? Like someone making a cameo appearance or whatever.
I don't know, but it needs to be someone. Who is someone that is a mutant that people forget about?
Gambit.
So you think, I feel like it would be something like that. It's like a certain character that who is a mutant, for sure is a mutant,
but kind of forgets that he's
a mutant, and he kind of just stands out sometime, and he's like, oh yeah, that's right, he's a mutant. Maybe Gambit?
I feel like it would be dope if somebody was like talking shit to someone or threatening someone, and then at the last minute he pulls out a fucking glowing card, and you're like, oh shit, like, is that motherfucker?
Or maybe not even, like, maybe not even a card right away, because like he can do other shit, right?
He can do anything. He can make anything.
So maybe he's like running from someone and he just fucking like sees like a box of scraps and he just throws it at them and it perfectly hits them and shit like that. And you're like, wait, who the fuck is it? And then he gets cornered and then he pulls out cards. Damn. Like something like that would be dope.
Pretty sick. I'm down with that.
Anyways, that's the show. That's our decade stuff.
Unfocus year, AJ?
Unfocus year?
What you got planned this year?
Oh shit, I don't know. That's a good question. Back to Evil. I want to do more at Evil because at Electric Canceled, I did back and forth between Tekken and Soul. I just fucking loved it. Just going back and forth, real quick. Oh shit, I'm over here now. Oh, I'm over there now. And so I want to do more of that, just playing multiple games at once. So this year, I want to go to Evil, play Tekken and Soul, and maybe Smash, and maybe some fourth other game that I feel like confident in. I don't know. Those three I feel confident in for sure. We'll see what else comes out. And maybe finish some of these damn models that I've been collecting.
Should read some fucking comics this year.
And I definitely want to like watch one of those animes you've been bugging me to watch.
Hunter x Hunter.
Yes.
That's all I ask.
That's the one I'm thinking of watching.
If you love Yu Yu, it's made for you, bro. It's made by the same motherfucker.
I know. So I definitely want to watch one of those for sure.
Okay. Good looking out. For me, I definitely want... to play that Legend of Zelda game. I haven't played the one that came out the last year. They're making a sequel to it this year.
Breath of the Wild. Oh, you haven't finished it yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even played it much. I need to get a new Switch. Also,
you should do that like soon.
I know. I want to finish reading Jonathan Hickman's Avengers comics before this year is over because I want to catch his plots before they come on. If anyone doesn't know, Jonathan Hickman is someone who is really fucking sick. He wrote that new X-Men thing I gave the top credits to. And he's written things that already have been in the movies now in the past 10 years. He wrote his Thanos invasion story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Black Order came from in 2012.
Oh, okay.
And they're already in a fucking movie.
Yeah, already.
So that's when I get... That was written in 2012. So I'm like, I want to start paying attention and read all his Avengers shit.
Because they might come to fruition in movies,
yes,
right? Okay.
Exactly. What else?
I already seen Sword Art Online. All four seasons? I'm not sure about the other season.
Supposedly this new season is fucking the shit, bro.
Oh, really?
I haven't watched it, but everyone will not shut up about this current season.
Oh, wow, okay. Because I saw the first one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't think I saw the second season.
You should.
Because the end of the first season got weird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, next season is about first-person shooters.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go for it.
Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it either, bro. But someone told me we can watch the Sword Art Online movie and then just watch this new season and we don't have to watch the gun shit at all.
Okay.
That's what they told me.
Anyway.
And then Texas is the best by far. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Maybe
yeah.
I have to check that out. But yeah, that first half of the first season was fucking awesome. I liked it.
Second half was weird.
Yeah, the second half got kind of weird.
It wasn't bad, but it was weird.
Especially with the brother and sister thing. That was kind of scary, too.
I didn't like that either.
And then the second season was kind of short with the video game stuff. Like, it all kind of happened fast. I was like, no, I like this detail shit they were doing in the beginning.
Yeah, dude, and I like the video game fairy shit, and I'm like, y'all ain't even giving this attention.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, AJ.
All right. What?
That's it, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's it. We're out. We'll be back next week, hopefully.
I'm focused.
Unless news completely is crap again, then maybe not.
I think we'll be fine.
Because sometimes we take breaks when the news is whack.
If we're missing randomly, that's why.
That's usually why. All right, guys. We'll see you hopefully next week. And where's this ending music? It's right here.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!